Well, we learned in the previous sukkah that you're not allowed to engage in cheating, right? That's what it says over here in Pasuk 14. In Pasuk 14 it says, oh, the Rosh Hashiva is here. The white beard, you look so holy, man. The Rosh Hashiva stroking his beard. Okay, it says over here, Al Toinu Ish Es Achiv. We already learned in Pasuk 14 that do not go and harm your fellow man.
My donkey has a bigger beard.
No, it doesn't. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh
Bidvaroi. Amen. How is the lox?
Delicious. It's in my stomach. It's being digested as we speak. So what is Pasuk Yud Zayin coming to add that we did not already know from Pasuk 14? So Rashi says something amazing, and he says that this is teaching you a principle called Oinoas Dvarim. Incredible principle. That you're not allowed to cause another person harm with words. Do not insult. It's like a drasha. The drasha. We're taking something here out of context, and we're using it for an unrelated halacha. Do not cause another fellow, your fellow man, pain with insulting words. Kan hizra loinas divorim shelo yaknit es chaveroi. Do not anger your friend. Velo yasi enu etza. Another halacha. Do not give him advice. In etza she'eno hagenes. So do not give a person bad advice. Lefi darkoi v'hanos shel yoyetz. That will be to the benefit of the yoyetz, of the counselor. You'll say, who can tell? How do you know? How do you know who, if I intend for evil? The one that knows your thoughts, he knows. Every principle, every time you have something that's only in the heart, the only one that really knows, you cannot get caught. You cannot get caught. The only one that knows what you really think in your heart is Hashem. It says, V'yareis ha'milukecha. I think this pasuk is the most important pasuk for politicians. Politicians, they make decisions that affect many, many people. And why do they make these decisions? I don't know. Only Hashem knows. Only Hashem knows what's going on in their mind. But once in a while, you really get a hunch, get a suspicion that they're doing it for their personal gain. They have their own agenda, their own.
Really?
You get this impression, and the only one that knows the MS is Hashem. And v'loisoinu, when you're in a position of power, so don't insult someone, and don't give an eitza yasi enu eitza she'enu hagenes loy. Don't give a person advice. Don't make policy that is not for the benefit of your constituents. Okay, let's see Targum. Targum says, V'loy soinun givar, don't cause pain. Givar yos chavri, your friend. V'sitchal, schal always means the fear, me elokoch arei, because ano Hashem elokochoin, because I am Hashem your God. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Pasuk Yitches. V'asitzem eskukosai, you shall observe my laws. V'es mishpatai tishmiru, v'asitzem oisam, v'yishavtem al eretz lovetach. Okay, so now it's telling you, you shall do my laws, and my mishpatim you shall guard, and you shall do them, and you will live on your land in safety. Loveta. Well, this is a very interesting part. We did today learn about Shemitah. All the psukim here in Shemitah are very, very interesting. If you read them very carefully, there are a lot of golden nuggets. And one of the, probably the biggest golden nugget that it doesn't say too often in the Torah at all, is Betach. If you want a merit to live upon the land with betach, what is betach? What exactly does that word mean? Now in the English it says security. What does that mean? Security. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means you're not afraid of your enemies. It means you're successful, you have confidence. I don't know, you can read a lot of things into this word, but the word levetach seems to have a pretty good sound to it. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, V'shavtem l'aretz levetach. Shabavoin Shmita Yisrael Goylim. Very scary expression, that in the sin of Shmita, for not observing Shmita, the Jewish people go into exile. Shenemar Oz Tirtzaharitz Eshabsoy Seho, Tirtzos Eshabsoy Seho. Another passage says that when the Jewish people, when the Jews will go into exile, this is next week's parasha, Parshas Bichu Koisai, this week we lay the two parashios separately. And then Tirtzeh will be appeased. That this we learn this idea. This idea is that Shemit, that Golos, there's a calculation. It's the next week's parasha. It's in the Rashi's. Rashi makes a calculation that the 70 years of Golos corresponded to the 70 Shemitois that the Jewish people did not observe. Okay, Rashi makes a calculation in more detail that the number of years that Klal Yisrael were in Golos was exactly the number of Shemitois that were violated in order to appease, to give back to the land what was rightfully it deserved. It deserved, and that's what it says. Therefore, if you want to make sure that you do not go into Golos, then don't steal from the land. The land deserves its rest. Shabavoyin Shemita Yisrael Goylim, they go into exile. Shenemar Oz Tirtzeh Oretz Eshavs, because then when you go into Golos, Tirtzeh, I don't know what this word means exactly, it'll be appeased for the violation of the Shabbosites, the Hirtzos Eshab Soisera, repetition. The earth will find appeasement in the non-observance of its Shab Soisera. The Shivim Shalash of Golos Bavel, that's exactly what it says over here. The 70 years of the Golos Bavel is corresponding to Neged Shivim Shmitas Shebitlu Hoyu, the 70 Shmitas that were not observed from the time the Jewish people came into the land until the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon stood for 410 years, and before they built the Bayis Rishon, they were in the land for 440 years, for a grand total of 850 years. It was exactly 850 years from the time they came into the land until they left. You divide that, you have to make all the calculations, divide that by 7, but including this also Yovel, and there were years when they did observe the laws of Shemitah, and there are many complicated different details, which I don't know at this moment. I don't know, but Rashi makes the statement, and the statement is presented, the entire calculation appears next week in Parashas Bechukosai. Now, what does Octagram say on this pasuk? V'sabdun yos ki yomai, you shall observe my chukim. Achoik is called by Targum Kiyomai, v'yos dinai titrun, you shall guard my dinim, v'sabdun yosoin, you shall do them, v'seisvun al ara l'rochtson. This is a very nice word here, l'rochtson. L'rochtson means betach. Now, I really should do, give me mamish 10 seconds, it'll be more than 10 seconds. I want to get the sefer and see what it says about this word l'rochtson. I'm going to take me very few seconds to get it. Okay, here we are. Okay, this is an unusual word in the Torah. Where else do you have this word in the Torah? You have it by betach. That betach is used by Shechem. When Shimon and Levi destroyed Shechem, it wasn't just Shimon and Levi, it was all the brothers, they came upon the city betach, with confidence. Rashi on that pasuk says, in the zuchus of Yaakov Avinu, we are going to succeed. We're going to wipe out the whole city. Betach. And here is the other place where it says in the word betach. I don't know how often this word appears. And it's worthy to see the Targum on this word says l'rochtzon. Be'ano rochitz. After you, I run. I am drawn. So this doesn't fit. That doesn't fit here very well, that translation. So let's see what it says over here, 18, Pasuk 18, in Perek 20, 25. Leviticus 25, 18. Here it is, Pasuk 18. I got it in front of me, and it says, don't tell me it doesn't say anything over here. That's really not nice. Levetach, I can't believe it. It doesn't have any commentary on this. I got the Sefer for nothing. I can't believe it. It doesn't say any commentary. This is not nice. We have to see what it says in the other Targum again. So even though we don't know we do this, Targum Yonason, what does he say? L'roi chatzon, same thing. And what is the taspir of sadigoin? Is that what it means? Ramlu? I don't know what this is. Greek to me. I have no idea what this is. This other targum. There's another targum. Three targumim. Taspir, reish, samach, gimel. I don't know what that means. I think this is ordinarily, reish, samach, gimel is the Rosh Hashanah of Rebbe, Sadia, Goin. I don't know if that's what it means in this context. Targum Ungulus and Targum Yonison ben Uzi, Abraham Yonison. Okay, fine. I don't know. By the way, not every Targum is, you gotta be very careful. There are some Targumim that are secular, that are not part of our Messiah. You have to be careful with those Targum. All right, anyway, let's go further. Now, here we go. V'nos aretz per yavah chaltem lo seva v'yishavtem levet acharecha. Oh, look at this nochemo, another pasuk. Repetition. The earth will give forth its fruit, and you will eat in satisfaction, lo seva. Over here it says, your fill. Okay, that's not such a good translation. You shall eat your fill. V'yishavtem levetach olecha. Okay, repetition. Rashi. Rashi in this pasuk says 19. That's good. That's a beautiful bracha. No daigus. Okay, the daigus can destroy your mind. Ah, like Meir. Meir gave me some lax full of salt and other ingredients that are no good for me. But you don't have to worry. You don't have to have any daigus. If Meir gave it, it must be good. Okay, what does the Targum going to say on this? Targum says, the earth will give its produce. The word iba, we had that a couple of times, that word. It will give its produce. You will eat to your satisfaction. You will dwell. Okay, we really need a better translation. A word for the word lerochatzon, Allah, upon the land. Maybe it says something here. Nope, doesn't want to say any perish over here. Okay, again, strike two. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. V'chi soimru. What's going to be going to say? Manoichal b'ashana hashavis. What are we going to do in year number 7? Hein loy nizra v'loy ne'asif estivos. The person is going to ask questions. What are we going to eat in the 7th year? Hein loy nizra v'loy ne'asif. We did not seed. And we did not gather our crops. Okay, Rashi, asking questions. Okay, Rashi over here says, Estivosin, what is the Tivosin, our produce? Yayin, Uperos Ilan, Usifichin, Usifichin means grain, Haboim Me Alehem. Why? Because if you don't plant, grapes and fruit grow on their own. You don't need to do anything for these things to grow. It's automatic. But grain does not grow on its own. You have to plow, plant, water, nurture the field. But there are times when there are what's called sifichin. This we discussed this morning. The word sefichin is one of the most important buzzwords of the sugya of Shavuos. This word sefichin is a very important buzzword. Sefichin, and when it comes to grain, you're not going to plant, you're not going to seed, but what's going to happen, it's anyway going to grow. There always are going to be the she'eris ha'pleita. There's going to be some grain that somehow, some way, it still grows by itself, but we're not going to allow to gather this into our homes. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We can't do this. V'tzivisi es birchasi lochem b'ashana hashishis. I will command my blessing to you in the 6th year. V'asos es hatuvua, and the earth will produce l'shloish hashanim for 3 years. Okay, Rashi. Wait, did I do the Rashi in the previous part? We did Rashi in the previous part, right? I'm forgetting over here. Let's go back. I don't know, did we do the Targum? I forgot. Did we do the Targum Unkelis? I don't remember. I'm losing my mind. We didn't do it. Let's go back to Pasuk 20. V'arei, same rune, if you will say, Mo nechul b'ashana shvi esa. Ha'lo nizra, v'lo nechnoish. We did not seed. We did not gather. Yos alal tono, our produce. Okay, that's a nice fancy word. And obviously the word refers to the word to go same. Fine. Now the next pasuk, Vitzivisius Birchosi Bashna Hashlucham Ashna Hashishis, the Asosis Atwol Lishlesh Hashanim for 3 years. Rashi says Lishlesh Hashanim Liktsos Hashishis, part of the sixth, because part of Nisan the Adresh Hashana. Why is Rashi saying from the part of the sixth year? Because the halacha is Shemitah starts early and ends late. Shemitah already starts at the end of the sixth year. After, beginning with Nisan, a farmer is not allowed to do anything for the field if the main benefit that will come from the improvement will come forth in Shemitah. This is Tosefes Shavis. Just like there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to add to Shabbos, to start Shabbos early and to end Shabbos late, there is also a mitzvah, there's an inyan, or there are certainly halachos that you're not allowed in the sixth year to benefit the land at the end of the year if the benefit will come forth in the seventh year. Because once a person does something like this, he will very easily come to violate the laws of Shemitah in Shemitah itself. So as a safeguard for Shemitah, whether it's the Oraisa, whether it's Midrabanan, there are laws that apply to the end of the sixth year, and that's what it says over here, L'ktsas ha-shishis, minitzah le-rashan u'l-shviyis v'lashminis, in the eighth year, she-yizru ba-shminis b'mar-cheshvan, v'yiktsru v'nisan, and in the eighth year, which means, again, it's going to be year six, you're going to need a blessing in year six. In year seven, you do nothing. And year eight, there's nothing. If you did not plant in year seven, so you're not going to have what to eat in year eight. So the earliest time you can plant in year eight is going to be in Cheshvan, after in the early season. But you're not going to, and the first time you're going to be able to harvest is going to be in Nisan. So you're going to, half of the year, you're not going to have what to eat. So you need a blessing for 3 years. Six, seven, eight. Part of six, the entire seven, part of eight. Now we mentioned this morning about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and he was very into this pasuk. This pasuk captured his mind, captured his heart and mind. And I didn't mention this morning, but the Iker Bracha of Shemitah he held was in the sixth year. Since the pasuk says these words, Vitzivisi es berchasi lochem ba'shana hashishis. He held as an extra special bracha in the year of Erev Shavuos. In the year of Erev Shavuos, he made a big, big deal about Erev Shavuos. People should prepare, and they should learn. They write here in the book that I read from this morning is that eight years ago, before the Shemitah, right now we're in a Shemitah year. So go back to the previous Shemitah, and then go back to the year before the previous Shemitah, which is how many years? So we go back to the previous Shemitah, it's only 8 years. And the year before that was 9 years. So 9 years ago, in the beginning of that year, he made a very big push to those people that listened to him, that they should learn the laws of Shemitah in preparation for the following year. It was 9 years ago. In the beginning of the year, he publicly promoted to a very large degree the study of the laws of Shemitah. The result of his encouragement that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael should devote a significant amount of time that year to the laws of Shemitah resulted in the publication of 90 Sfarim. That's what it says in the book. There were 90 Sfarim that were Choshev Sfarim, distinguished Sfarim relating to different laws, different dimensions of Shemitah, were published 9 years ago because of his encouragement. They attributed to his encouragement. He pushed it. Koilalim decided to devote the Seder HaLimut to the study of Shemitah, many kolim, yeshivas, and the result was Talmidei Chachamim came, you know, they got up to the plate, and they produced many svarim. I actually remember. I remember in Begelizen in Borough Park, where they have all of the new svarim that come out, I remember a plethora of svarim on the table, in the certain section. I remember, you know, the certain section of all the Shemitah. I remember there was always so many new svarim on Shemitah. And I was like, after a while you get like, oh, another sefer on Shemitah. And unfortunately, you know, Shemitah, personally, it doesn't turn me on. I have a very hard time pushing myself to embrace these laws, because I'm totally unfamiliar with this whole society, agriculture, and you have to live it. You really have to live it to appreciate these laws. Something you're familiar with, you have a much easier time adapting, understanding. Hilchos Shabbos, you can relate to. Okay, you can relate to kashrus to a very large degree. You can relate to, Orchaim, tefillin, tzitzis, things that you do every davening, things that you do every single day. You come in contact with these halachas every single day, so you understand it, you're familiar with it. When it comes to Shemitah, I don't even know what an apple is, what a pear is, what a grape is. You know, what bracha do you make on a raisin? What bracha? These things to me are all, they're very hard. I'm telling you personally, I'm not trying to bore you with my personal life, but I think a lot of people have the same problem as me who live in Chutz Liaretz. If you're not really into agriculture, because in America we don't really come in contact with it all that much, it's very hard to really jump in. In any event, he held that this Erev Shviyas is a very special year. When a person is holding the bracha, once a bracha comes, the bracha is contagious. It spreads to all dimensions of your life. It's a very interesting approach. I think you see, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky was novel in this matter. Every gadol has, you know, his niche. This something is the, you know, this whole approach of taking things out of the Torah, it's a modern approach. If he wasn't Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you wouldn't hear about this. You would say a modern rabbi said this. Some modern rabbi in a young Israel who gave a drasha, he said this. You would just laugh it off. With him, no, they didn't laugh it off. They took it very seriously. Okay, so that's what's the idea of Rashi. What does Rashi say? Let's see what he says in the Targum Uncle. His uncle says, the Efakeid. This is a very beautiful, very beautiful translation. You see here, we got something good over here today. Vitzivisi. He translates the word the Efakeid. I will command. It's like Aleph Fikudim. This we have to see in the Sefer. This is a very interesting word. It's a very interesting translation. This word, the Efakeid. I will command. Yos Birchasi Lechoin to you. Bishato she say so, v'sabed yos alalto l'slashenit. Okay, we'll have some mazel here. Let's see what it says over here. If you give a parish over here, of this pasuk, pasuk 21, and it doesn't say anything. Strike 3. Okay, next pasuk. Next, uzratem, you will seed. Eis Hashana Hashemines year 8. Vachaltem, you lead Minatvo Yashan from the old grain, ad until Hashana Hatashis till year number 9. Ad boyin tatuvu osa tochlu you lead Yashan. Rashi, Pasuk 22 says, ad Hashana Hatashis, ad chag hasukoy shel tishis, shu eis boy tivu osa shel shminis lesechabais. That's the time when you bring the grain into the bayis of the eighth year. Shekoli basakai tell you basode bagaronois in it was in the field, in the threshing floors. Uvitishrei who eis ha'asif labayis, you ingather to the home. Upam shayis atzrichal asayis la'arba shanim. And sometimes you need a blessing for 4 years. When? Yovel. Because when it's Yovel, it's going to be year 6, 7. The next year is Yovel, which is 8. And then, because Yovel has the same exact laws as Shemitah, and then year 9 is when you first plant, and it's not going to come back, it's not going to come back into, come into the field until the 10th year. So you're going to need a blessing for year 6, 7, 8, 9, 4 years, until year number 10, you're going to eat the Yoshan. So I'm going to tell the Rashi, Ad-Chagat Sukkos, Shal Tashiyas, Shul Eiz Boya Tavua Shal Shminis B'tuch HaBayis, Shal Kol Yimos Hakai Upa'am Shahis at Srikalasis La Arbashanim. Bashi Shis Shalif Neha Shemita. Hashivis, number 7. Shahin Bitelu Nevodis Karko Shte Shanim Ritsufis. Hashvis Vahayevel. Umikro Zenemar Bishar Hashmita is called. This passage is discussing a regular year, not a Shemita year. Okay, so we have over here a passage telling you that there's going to be a brach over here for 3 years, and the year Rashi says that this passage is when it's not a Yovel year, but when Yovel arrives in the year after Shemita, it's going to be for 4 years until the 10th year. Targum says, "Oh, this is Reun Yoshata Si Mi Nesa. You will plant in the 8th year. V'seichlun, you will eat min alalta atika. Atik means old, from the old grain. Ad until Shata Tishi Esa, until year number 9. Ad until Me'el Alalta Techlun Atik, until you bring in the number of the new crop, you're going to eat the old." Okay. And by the way, this is not really part of our shir, but I really wanted to mention this morning. This is just Stam Josh. This entire section here where there's going to be a brach, that's all going in a situation where the person asks questions. V'chi soimru ma noichal bashana hashavis. What happens if you don't ask the question? Let's say you don't ask the question. Now, there can be two reasons why you don't ask the question. I'm telling you, this is not really part of the shoe, but I can't hold myself back. This is Jewish. Why would you not ask the question? A person is told, these are the laws, these are the halachas. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you count, year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can plant, you can do whatever you want, no limitation. But in year 7, Hashem has commanded it's Shabbos. And you're not allowed to do anything. Nothing. So a person can say, okay, fine. If those are the rules, those are the rules. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we plant. Year 7, we don't plant. And then we start again. And you just naively do what you're told. Now, wait a minute. If you're a thinking person, you're going to plan ahead. If you're not going to plant in year number 6, what are you going to eat in year number 7? But there are people that don't think. Okay? It's like the old motto, the old mashal. Until you're 20 years old, a person is very worried about what people think about him. Right? And you're always worried, what are they thinking about? What is the Rosh HaYeshiva thinking about me? What are they thinking about me? And then when between the years of 20, you get to the year 30, you say to yourself, 20, then you say to yourself, you know what? I couldn't care less what they think. I couldn't care less. Let them think all they want. I will do whatever I want. I don't care what they think. And then you get older, and you realize, you know something? They're not thinking about me. Society doesn't think about me. So why even bother? And then you come to the highest madriga. The highest madriga is when you get even older and you realize people don't think, period. Their brains don't work. They don't think. They don't think about you. They don't think about themselves. They don't think about anything. They just don't think. For Madragas, you're worried, what are they thinking about me? I don't care what they think about me. They're not thinking about me. They're thinking about something else. And then you come to realize they're brain dead. People don't think, period. It takes 40 years to get to that. It takes many years to get to that Madrega. So this person over here, what happens if he doesn't ask the question? Why does he not ask the question? So you can give two reasons why. Two reasons why a person doesn't ask. Really, there are three reasons. Either he's just stunned. He's brain dead. That's not good. Not disgusting. One of two reasons. Either he has so much faith in Hashem, you don't have to ask questions. If Hashem told me A, B, C, D, that's what you do. Hashem told me 6 years you plant and Shemitah you don't plant, I'm doing whatever you tell me to do. I don't think because it's not necessary to think. I don't ask a question because if this is what Hashem tells me to do, I do it. That's one reason why. That's one reason why a person would not ask the question. And then there's another reason why a person wouldn't ask the question. It's not because he has so much emunah. Adarabah. He has so little emunah. He says, listen, what can I do? That's life. I have to accept it. I have to accept it that it's going to come the year seven, and I'm not going to have what to eat. No. It is what it is. Hashem operates in mysterious ways. It's not that you have faith. It's a different type of person, a person of gloom and doom. I don't expect it to work out. And it's not going to work out. And that's just the way life is. You have no choice but to accept it. I know someone like that. Always talk to this person. Always, the world is coming to an end. Everything is going to come. It's always the same story. Everything is coming. The world is no good, and all these problems. Of course, this person they have a moon. They have a emuna. They have more emuna than me. That's for sure. But with all the emuna, they just accept the inevitable. We're all going to die, so it's not going to work out. I know we're Jewish. We're religious, and this is what Hashem wants from us. So we have to accept. We have to accept a nightmare. What, then do we have the person in this parsha who's nishtahi nishtaher? He does ask a question. He thinks he can outsmart Hashem. And, you know, it's almost as this pasuk is the wise guy. Can I get our bonim dibur Torah? There's the Rasha, there's the Tam, the Sheni of the Elishol, and the Chacham. Who's the Chacham? The Chacham is the wise guy. The Chacham, yeah, of course there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And, you know, Hashem doesn't always work out for everyone. Just because you're a Baal Amuna doesn't mean if you have faith in Hashem, Hashem's going to make things work out for you. You know, there are laws of science. Doesn't mean, but you know what, I'm going to, God helps those who help themselves. That is who the Pasuk here is addressing, the wise guy. The wise guy. Maybe it's good to be a wise guy. It is good to be. This guy, the wise guy over here, is very successful. He says to Hashem, hey, Ribbono Shel Olam, I believe in you, I have faith in you, and I know a lot of people, I look around, a lot of people suffer. There are a lot of poor people. I don't want to be a collector. And you're telling me to do this. And yeah, I have emunah, I have belief in you, Hashem, but, you know, a lot of people have faith in you, and they're still collectors. There are a lot of people that come collecting in shul. They're very big Balei Emuna. And they're in a very ugly position. And how they got there, that's another story. But they're Balei Emuna. I don't want to be like that. I want to help myself. So I have a question for you, Hashem. V'chi soimru manuchal bashana hashavis. To the wise guy, Hashem says, don't worry. I will bless you. I will bless you. And you will have enough grain, old grain, in 3, 6, 7, 8. But what about the person that does not ask the question? He does not get this bracha. What does he get? So it can be one of two things. Either he gets nothing, and indeed he becomes a collector. Like, I mean, today in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't seem there are miracles happening everywhere. I show you in the book miracles about people, farmers who observe the laws of Shemitah, and they'll tell you miracles happened to them. Miracles that they were able to make parnasa somehow, they had a windfall, and unexpected things happened, and they made all the money, they had benefit. Okay, I'm not denying the fact that you can go to Eichler's and you can buy books that will be filled from beginning to end with miracles of farmers. But it doesn't appear that's the norm. It appears that many farmers in Eretz Yisrael today who observe the laws of Shvius don't have parnasa, and Klal Yisrael has to make a collection for them, Keren HaShvius. There are tzaddikim who have really gone to bat, and when became shnoris for them, and when collecting Klal Yisrael to raise millions of dollars to support these people. What do you mean? Why do they come to your shul make an appeal for Keren HaShvius when it says in the pasuk Vitzivisi es birchasi ba'ashna hashishis? The asas, why don't you say that to the people? Why don't you say that to the collectors? When they make an appeal in every shul, they make an appeal for Keren HaShvius. When they make an appeal, so why don't you go and say to the person who makes the appeal, excuse me, there's a pasuk in Torah that says, Vitzi Visi, Vichi Soimru, Ma Nechal Bashna HaShvius, Hein Loi Nizhu Veloi Nesavis Voseinu. And Hashem says, no problem. Vitzi Visi, Spirchas Yilucha Mashana HaShishis. Viasos Esat Vulash Loi Shashanim. So why are you here in Flatbush asking us to give money for Keren HaShvius when the pasuk here says Vitzivisi Yisbirchasi Lachem Bashanah Hashishis? What's the pshat? So do you know what the answer is? We're collecting money. Now I don't have a good answer. Okay, you'll tell me the simple answer is that this bracha Vitzivisi Yisbirchasi is only going bezman sheYisrael Oisim. I don't know. You'll come up with some convoluted answer, whatever you'll answer. But you know what the real answer? I don't know the real answer. But you know what the more significant answer is? That you're collecting money for people who don't ask this question. Because the people who don't ask this question, they do not trigger Vitzivisies Birchasi Lochem. Why did they not ask this question? There are different reasons. There are people that have a munah pshuta, and then there are people that don't ask the question because in their minds it means we're hopeless. They don't ask the question because don't even bother asking the question because they don't believe it's going to make a difference. The bracha is not going to happen. Hanig by minig derech eretz. Now for the people that have the moon.
So why would they observe Shemitah then?
Because Hashem said to observe Shemitah.
But isn't it
is every mitzvah meant to be easy? Is every mitzvah you do in life meant to be easy?
Does every mitzvah have this bracha
guarantee? No, it doesn't. It does definitely not. Only two mitzvahs does it say, Yad Arichas Yamin. Only two mitzvahs.
What does it mean? If you open your mouth, Hashem will listen to you. Okay. You don't open your mouth, sorry, buddy, you're on your own?
It can mean that. That's one possibility. You're not going to trigger. You're not going to trigger this blessing. The Pasuk 21 is conditional. Do you know when Pasuk 21 goes into effect? When there's a Pasuk 20. When a person asks the question, V'chi Soimru. V'chi Soimru. If, now how do you translate the word V'chi? Does the word V'chi mean if? Or does it mean when? Okay, Arei.
If.
Does the word v'chi mean that you have to ask the question? Is there a mitzvah to ask this question? Should a person in his mind make the calculations and say to Hashem, you know something, you're asking me to do the impossible. And you should ask this question. Or does the word v'chi mean there are tzaddikim out there in the world that don't ask any questions? If Hashem...
So people have to step in to support.
No, not necessarily. No, Adaraba. What the Mefarshim they do say is, the people who don't ask this question get even a bigger blessing. The blessing is, the earth does not produce triple; the earth produces regular, and yet there's a baracha in the regular that somehow a miracle they sustain themselves for 3 years. With what they have, without having triple. Like in the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, but when they distributed the Lechem upon him. So it says that the Kohanim, they got a teeny little mashu. Every Kohen who lined up to get a piece of the Lechem upon him got a teeny little mashu, who shed the mashu of the Lechem upon him. He put it in his mouth. It was as if he had a meal, a 10-course meal, gourmet meal. He was so satisfied from a teeny, teeny little mashahu of bread. There was a bracha in the bread and a small amount that sustained the person. The nes of Chanukah, a small amount of oil lasted for 8 days. There wasn't even enough oil for one day. Somehow, it lasted for 8 days. Those people who do not ask the question, who have emunah pshuta, merit an even greater blessing, that the earth will produce just what it ordinarily produces, and miraculously, just like the Chanukah oil lasted for 8 days, just like the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, when they ate from the lechem apanim, they eat a pul the size of a bean and were satiated, so too, whatever Hashem gives you, somehow, miraculously, will last for 3 years. But now that's that. What I just told you right now, that it says in all the big books. But I want to add to you another nekuda. There are people who know none of the above. They don't have that emuna, so they're certainly not going to be able to merit the ultimate bracha of a small amount sustaining them for 3 years. And unfortunately, they're not even in the level of saying the chisaimru. It's also a very big madrega. There's a very big madrega to say the chisaimru ma noichal bashana hashavias. And then when Hashem says to you, don't worry, don't worry, v'tzivisi es birchosi lochem bashana hashishis, it's going to produce triple. I believe you, Hashem. I'm worried, and if you tell me I will have triple, I believe you. And for those people, it's a guarantee they're going to have triple. And then there are people who unfortunately cannot believe, cannot accept that Hashem will give them triple. I think most of, at least I can say that about myself, I can't say about someone else, is, am I such a maimon in Hashem that I'll read this pasuk and I really believe I'm worthy of Hashem's bracha, that he's going to give me triple? It says it in the pasuk. Do I believe what it says? Am I a maimon?
Aren't you allowed? Doesn't the Gemara have another instance by Meiser that you can test Hashem? So why can't the person test?
Okay, that's one thing at a time. That's another one thing at a time. Let's do one thing at a time. You're right. That's saying is very true. But there's a big topic of discussion. What exactly does that mean? Big topic. What does it mean to test Hashem? What's going on over there? Well, let's look over here. Unfortunately, I'm not holding it anywhere. If I was a farmer and I was living on from year to year, and now it's this year, and I, what am I going to do? So what would I say? Oh, don't have to worry. I'm a maimon. I read what it says in the pasuk, and it says here in the pasuk, I'm certainly not in the madrega not to ask questions. That's for sure. I'm not in that madrega where I'm not going to ask questions. I have such a muna, and if you have such a muna, all the mefarshim say you'll be zechut to a bigger bracha. Hashem will give you what's regular, and it'll last for 3 years. That I'm not on, for sure. Well, okay, so let's go to the next madrega. I'm worried. I read what the pasuk says, and Hashem says, don't worry. Believe me, this pasuk number 21 is only going to work if you believe it. Do you believe in Hashem? Of course we believe in Hashem. Really? Are you ready to jump into the Yam? Are you a Nachshon ben Aminadav? I read the pasuk. I'll read 100 times. Give a shir. You'll write a sefer on this pasuk. Yeah, very nice to write a sefer on this pasuk. You really believe it? Or it's just lip service? Unfortunately, there are people like me who this is just lip service. Okay, we aspire. Maybe one day by learning and working on it, maybe something will sink into my thick head. Maybe. But in the meantime, you can tell me this pasuk 1,000 times. I look around and I see so many people who have problems in life and they go nowhere and things don't work out for most people. And I say to myself, I'm no different and it's not going to work out for me. But yet, I don't have a choice. The Torah says, you're an observant Jew, it's Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the field. So what are you going to do? I don't know. So along came Keren HaShviyas, and they made a collection for me. So the point I'm making over here is this pasuk is Goldilocks. Not too soft, not too hard. Not too big, not too small. It's discussing the person in the middle. There's a person in the middle that is very as daigus. And Hashem calms him down and says, don't worry, don't worry. I'm going to bless the land. It's going to produce triple. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I'm not worried. And he'll get triple. But there is a sandwich. There are people who don't ask the question. Why don't they ask the question? Either the ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. If Hashem says this is what you do, it's what you do. No questions. Those people are zoicha to a bigger bracha. They'll be able to live off a small amount. And then there are people that don't ask the question because they know what the answer is and they don't believe in the answer. But yet, they aspire. Maybe one day I'll become religious. Maybe one day something will sink in. So for those people, if you don't believe in the answer, you're in a lot of trouble. Because if you don't believe in Hashem's answer, you're not a believer, it's not going to happen. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to make a collection. You're going to need to sign Keren HaShvi'is that when they go snoring for you in America, that you should get some of the money they collect should go to you in order to survive the year of Shemitah. Okay. I hope I didn't say something that's not correct. If I did, please forgive me. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for coming and listening to my pontification.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Good night. Good night. Mayor, you disagree with me?
I agree with you. Tonight, one of some reason. Tomorrow!
I wanted to tell everyone tomorrow. I want to start early tomorrow.
Why?
Because I have to go somewhere late. I have the other daf yomi shir afterwards. I want to push everything up. I have to go to a hadlaka. I have to show my face. Or Yitzchak. I have to show my face.
I'm going
to
tell you, Poznan is going to have.
Yeah? Out in the street, they're going to have.
Boston is having a Suda and then Adlaka 10. Ashkenazi is going
to
have.
Right, so where I daven, I have to be Makir Tov. They're very good to me there where I daven on Shabbos. I have to show my face. They're starting at 8:30. They're having a first, like you said, a meal, a su'uda, and after the su'uda, then they're having the hadlaka.
They're having the su'uda, they're going to have Franks outside.
Barbecue. Yeah. They're having Franks, so like a barbecue. So I want to also do the daf yomi shir earlier, so I want to push it up. So can we do it tomorrow 7 o'clock? Till like 7:45 or maybe
put it on Kyle, stay right away.
Okay, so we're gonna start tomorrow early because I'm gonna
7 o'clock,
and then I'll do my the other from somewhere. I'll do like maybe 7:45 to like 8:45, and then I'll go hop over to Or Yitzchak.
Or you can eat while you give the shear.
I'm not gonna eat. It's a balagan there. I just have to show my face.
Thank you very much. I get to know.
Okay, so tomorrow we'll probably start at 7 o'clock.
All right. Take care. Good night.
Good night, Zygesund.